Mystic Falls. I was born here. This is my home.
And mine.
And mine.
For centuries, supernatural creatures have lived among us.
They are vampires, werewolves, doppelgangers, witches.
And even hybrids.
Now I'm one of them. A vampire. And everything I used to feel has changed.
Your feelings for him have been magnified. I can't do this alone. Not anymore.
I know.
Her brother is the key to finding the cure.
I call this a hunter's mark. The more I kill, the more grows that's invisible to anyone but another hunter.
And I will stop at nothing to make her human again.
What do you mean you're not coming?
I don't need to remind you that your Miss Mystic Falls attendance record totally sucks. Besides, you're a friend and family member. By definition, you have to be here.
Glenn and I broke up. By definition, I don't need to be anywhere.
Did that sound as depressing to you as it did to me?
I'm not depressed. I just want to rip into someone's artery and feed until I can't breathe anymore.
Well, you can't. As your sober sponsor, I'm not going to let that happen. Try and sublimate.
She said she has feelings for Damon.
What? She has feelings for Damon? Damon, and you're you, and I'm revolted. You know, I'm going to talk to her. I'm going to shake some sense into her clearly diseased brain.
Yeah, well, I don't know what good that'll do. Elena's right. Being a vampire really has changed her.
All the more reason you need to cure her. Look, I gotta go. Be careful. And remember, there's sublimating and then there's insanity.
I'll be fine. Bye.
Give them a world to the woods. Tell no one. Tell your brother and every teenage sick cunt in town.
The secret's safe. No one who knows about the cure will endanger us. Trust me, you know I want to find it more than anyone else.
Well, then I suggest you find some more vampires for Jeremy to kill before I'm tempted to offer you up as a victim. And try to keep this one to yourself, would you?
Where have you been?
Oh, you know.
Out.
Where are you going?
Out.
Okay, I see Shady Steffens back.
Please don't tell me that you're still working with Klaus.
Yeah, obviously I haven't heard. Elena and I broke up.
Oh.
Got it. I'll be quick then. So apparently, if we want to find the cure, we have to find a vampire hunter who can kill enough vampires to reveal the map on the hunter's mark. Now, unless we want Jeremy to go all Connor 2.0, I suggest we find a different hunter.
Okay. And?
And I was going to ask Professor Shane, but turns out he's shadier than you are. Matt Donovan connected him and the pastor through phone records. Apparently the two were very chatty the day that the pastor blew up the council.
Ah. So you're going to confront Shane, threaten him, possibly kill him, that sort of thing?
Yeah, unless he tells me what he's up to. What do you say? Should we tag team this?
No. I'd say you're on your own.
Well, we could just blow it up, man. Go get drunk. Butter bond over some tri-delts. If you... You know. What's the quality time?
Let's not pretend like this isn't the best day of your life.
Look, I'm your best friend, and I would never pick sides, but are you sure that this is what you want? Because Stefan is your soulmate. Sorry, picking sides.
It's not like I don't love Stefan anymore, but I can't deny that ever since that turn, my feelings for Damon have become more intense.
Yeah, I know. Stefan filled me in on all the gory Damon details.
He did? Is he okay?
No, he's heartbroken.
Well, what was I supposed to do? Lie to him?
No. But you weren't supposed to let Damon weasel his way into your confused newbie vampire heart.
Well, he did. And that's exactly what I am. Confused. I need to figure out what these feelings actually mean.
Excuse me. I'm a little lost. I'm here to interview contestants.
You're Professor Shane.
Yeah, that's right. Professor by day, pageant judge by other day. In spite of being absurdly unqualified, I'm apparently awarding a scholarship.
Inside by the parlor.
Right in here?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll just follow the scent of hairspray and world domination.
He's the one who told Damon how to break the Hunter's curse.
He's also the one that has Bonnie so obsessed with practicing magic that she bailed on pageant prep.
And now he's judging Miss Mystic Falls. Jack of all trades, you're kind of creepy.
So your sister's making me be her date.
Think I'll have to do that weird dance thing?
I'm pretty sure that's just for the contestants.
I heard that you're April's escort. How'd that happen?
She needed a date, and apparently you were taken.
Okay. Let's just take these in and we'll come back to the dance.
Wait. You want to see something cool?
How did you just do that?
Ever since I was woken as a hunter, I've had all this energy, like, all the time.
Jerry, I think you need to talk to someone about this. I mean, look what happened to Connor, okay? A byproduct of this energy is that you're going to want to kill vampires. And you happen to live with one.
Hey, I would never hurt my sister. I'll be fine.
Can I help you?
Time for a little break. He'll be safe with me.
Who are you?
Why is there a cop outside?
I'm a convicted murderer.
You guilty?
Of course I am.
Any regrets?
Only that I got caught.
Oh, stop! Stop! Those flowers go in the back, as indicated by the floral chart that you guys had plenty of time to memorize. Yeah, thank you.
Now, how did I know I'd find you at the helm of this ship?
Go away, I'm busy.
I was wondering what time I should pick you up tomorrow.
How about a quarter to never?
I was promised a date in return for one of my hybrids.
Yes, a date, like to a movie where we don't have to talk and I can put at least 3 seats between us.
Well, surely the reigning Miss Mystic Falls won't be hosting the party alone, and I assume you're not taking Tyler, but after his indiscretions with his lady werewolf friend.
Fine. If you insist on coming, meet me here. 2 p.m. Black tie optional. And I already have a dress, so don't even think of getting me so much as a corsage. You understand?
I'll see you tomorrow, Caroline.
Scream. Let it out. On an abandoned farm, no one can use for miles.
Easy for you to say, Wolf Girl. You never turned 20 times in a row.
No, but I watched a bunch of your hybrid friends go through it.
Why does it have to be like this? Why break every bone over and over?
That's what the Sire Bond is. You're grateful to Klaus because he released you from the pain of having to turn every full moon. So, you're going to keep turning until it doesn't hurt. And you have nothing to be grateful for.
What's been all this for you?
I hear your bones cracking.
Caroline bought us another day. Klaus wants to go with her to Miss Mystic Falls tomorrow.
So, does that mean we're going?
Watching Klaus fawn over Caroline at some lame-ass pageant? No thanks.
Come on. We need to hide what's going on here by pretending that I was the one that broke you two up. And besides, isn't it at your house?
Guys, like this isn't torture enough. Can you take it outside?
Fine. We'll go. Wear a dress.
please. This class was tricky. Hey, I picked up your clothes from the dry cleaners. They should be hanging on your door.
I really wish you'd stop acting like you were still my sister.
How do you wake up with a knife in your hand and not remember how it got there? It's that hunter's mark,
Jer.
It's messing with you.
What if I'm turning into a lark? I probably died too many times with this ring on my finger, and I'm developing an alter ego like he did.
Newly awakened hunters may not be fully conscious of their actions. Their subconscious pushes through until the urge becomes a basic instinct. You're not having a psychotic break, Jer. You either tell Elena, or I will.
Fine. I'll tell her when I see her.
Alright, we should probably get going. Need a ride?
No. You go ahead, I'll meet you there.
Hello.
Really? The blue seems a little safe.
Safe is good when it comes to the judges.
She's right. Gracie Lockwood had a 3-foot slit her year and practically got laughed off the court.
Got my vote.
Get out, Barker.
Ouch. Where's Professor Shane?
Check the judges' table.
Red one, definitely.
We've already agreed that the red one's a little bit too chubby.
It's a pageant, full point.
Did you win, Miss Mystic last year? No, I don't think you did.
Neither did Elena. She wore blue.
Nobody cares what you think. I care.
See? April cares.
Red, right, Elena?
The red is pretty.
And my work here is done.
What happened to 30 seconds ago when you hated the red one? What happened to safe is good?
Whichever one you want to wear, April.
What just happened?
Damon.
Still here.
We need to talk.
Stefan told me about the breakup. Say I'm sorry, but I'm not.
What did he say?
Oh, you know, Stefan. The guy just went on and on about it, wouldn't shut up.
So he didn't tell you why?
Nope. But I'm sure it has something to do with you acting weird, so why don't you tell me?
You.
Damon Salvatore. Looks like we're traveling the same circuit.
Professor Shane. Just the guy I wanted to see.
So, I'm in search of another hunter.
Hunter?
Mm-hmm. With Capital H? Why?
Same reason anyone needs a hunter. Loneliness, drinking buddy, work for golf.
I thought you said he already had a potential.
I did, but he ended up being a potential problem.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing I can do to help you.
Well, why don't you help me with this? Why are you here?
I'm doing a little
lesson plan there, Professor.
You think too highly of me, Damon. Let me go find the other judges.
Hey, no pity votes for April Young, okay?
I mean, just because her dad blew up a house with a dozen people, it doesn't mean she should get a tiara. But you knew him, didn't you? Because I hear you two write a pretty impressive film, though.
But if you want to know something about me, Damon, just ask.
Okay. How did you convince the pastor to kill all those people?
Did you just accuse me of mass murder in the middle of a high school match?
Welcome to this season's Miss Mystic Falls. We are so excited to showcase our most outstanding community leaders in the making.
What am I doing here?
Getting the chance to make your sister human again. You're interested?
You have no idea.
Actually, I do.
Who is that?
Oh, it doesn't really matter. All that matters is that you're a vampire hunter. And he's a vampire. Well, almost.
Oh, is this also I can stake him?
You think I want to do this, Johnny? Look at me. I hate this. I don't want to do this. But your sister isn't supposed to be a vampire, and we need to help her.
Now, he's a murderer, and he will gladly kill again.
So do it, Jeremy. Kill him.
What are you doing?
What the hell is wrong with you?
Do it, Jeremy, or I will rip your chains off for real.
Do it! All right, enough. He's dead.
Hey, are there butts in your table? I said no empty glasses. Will you guys pick up the tempo? This is a pageant. At a funeral.
And how am I doing?
You're perfect. Just so beyond annoying, I can't even look at you.
I didn't waste any time, did I?
Just get today over with.
I can't believe that I won. I just want to thank the judges for seeing past the fact that I'm a raging bitch.
You don't want to do that. Those girls will cut you. They have nails.
I have claws.
Hi, everyone. I'm Caroline Forbes. As the reigning Miss Mystic Falls, it is my honor to introduce this year's Miss Mystic Court. We begin the procession with Valerie Fell, accompanied by Dylan Clark. Next, we have Amber Wolverton, accompanied by Hector Lindsay.
You seen Jeremy?
He's probably with the escorts.
Yeah, Caroline told me to wrangle the escorts. He's not here. Did he tell you about his nightmares?
What nightmares?
The ones where he kills you.
Catherine Wilson, accompanied by Eric Hansen.
I'll find him. But...
I got this.
Finally, we have a last-minute entry, April Young, accompanied by Jeremy Gilbert.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy's running late.
I guess he'll do.
You lead. Emo teen, open bar, it's fine.
Matt said that Jeremy's been having nightmares about killing vampires and he's been hiding it from me.
Relax, I'm sure he's fine.
I don't know, I have a bad feeling.
If I'm not worried, you shouldn't be worried. Let it go. I'll go look for him.
You go home, I'm going to start asking around here.
Maybe Damon's right. Maybe he grabbed a bottle from a bar and snuck off to the woods.
No, Damon's never right. Damon is sneaky and manipulative and rude, but he's never right. How can you not see that?
I don't know, but why do I think that you won't hesitate to tell me?
Fine. Friend intervention. I think your so-called feelings for Damon are really starting to cloud your judgment, and I don't like it. And the thought of you two together really makes me want to bark.
It's enough. You're making a scene.
Wow, Caroline. Thank you for making this very difficult time so much easier.
How did I become the bad guy?
Let's get you a drink. I'll tell you all about being the bad guy. Please don't tell me that you've roped Jeremy into a world of crazy.
I had no choice.
Selena needs a cure.
All right.
So you can turn her back into the girl and fill him up with you.
Yeah.
Well, I get why you wouldn't want to believe it, Damon, but she isn't herself anymore.
Of course you would think that.
Leave it alone, Stefan.
How far to the Marco?
Show me on this drawing.
Sorry, Stefan, but I can't trust you.
How far is it, Jeremy?
Said I can't.
Answer me. I will make you answer me.
I'm not telling you anything.
What does the mark look like?
I guess I can't be compelled anymore.
As her best friend, it is my duty to warn her when she's making a giant mistake, right? And now she's taking Damon's side on everything.
So being a vampire has changed her.
But being a vampire only amplifies who you already are. It doesn't turn you into a completely different person.
Very peculiar.
What's that look for?
It will make sense eventually.
Whatever, just... So hurry up and find the cure.
I'm working on it.
Did you ever take it?
Why would I want to cure myself of being the most powerful creature on the planet?
So there's not one single moment in your whole life that you want to be human.
How about you?
Life used to be a lot easier.
Don't you miss the days of being chair of the Mystic Falls Beautification Committee and the director of the Policeman's Yearly Raffle?
Mystic application?
When I am chosen, I intend to redefine excellence. Now, I'm really enjoying your use of when here. Mm. It's very confident. Mm-hmm. And above all, I promised you aspire, inspire, and perspire. Obviously, we found a shortage of words ending in spire.
It's very funny. It's hilarious.
It's
Oh, hey. Let us know, Johnny.
They don't. Paranoid much?
The council just got burnt to a crisp. This mysterious hunter just blew through town, and this guy just happens to know everything about everything. Yes, paranoid. Hey, sorry, I got stuck at work.
Jeremy, if you were too chicken to do the dance thingy, then you should have just told me.
No, I knew the dance. I watched some lesson online like 100 times.
You did?
Hey, what's that Shane guy doing here?
He's a judge. I talked to him about my dad. I mean, he said that he never seemed depressed or suicidal or anything, so...
Your dad?
Yeah, I figured I'd explore with possibility, even the bleak ones. What are you looking at?
Your dad was doing the right thing for this town. The whole council was. They died heroes.
Oh, you again. I must be the least intimidating mass murderer ever.
Well, you still never gave me a name, and it's kind of urgent.
Listen, there is no other name. Look, at any given moment, there are 5 hunters in existence. Right? Most of them have no idea who they are or what their purpose is. It means finding more than one in a lifetime is next to impossible. Subtle.
Like you didn't already know.
Oh.
You have 5 seconds to give me another name, or you die.
You know, since it's generally unwise for a vampire to seek out a hunter, it means you're interested in the mark. It's probably because of where it leads, but here's the thing. Even if you complete the mark and you get the map, the thing that you're looking for is sealed with a spell only a certain kind of witch can perform.
What kind of witch?
Come on, Damon.
I love pressure points. What kind of witch?
Come on, you're a big boy. You can figure this one out.
Bang witch.
Aren't too many of those lying around, as I'm sure you know. So none of this matters until Bonnie's back in touch with her magic. Between the two of us, who do you think she trusts to help her get there?
Five seconds are up.
Unless you just realize you need me alive. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a scholarship to award.
And now, the moment you've been waiting for. Caroline, would you do the honors?
This year's Miss Mystic Falls is... April Young!
Jeremy. Hey, where have you been? What are you doing with that? Put it down.
Connor was right. All I can think about is killing vampires.
You're nothing like Connor.
I don't want to believe that. And I know I don't want to hurt you, but everything inside of me is telling me to drive this stake through your heart.
Why would you say that? It's me, Jeremy.
And you're a vampire.
Yeah, but I'm also your sister. Dear. I would never do anything to hurt you. Get it away from me.
Jeremy, you don't want to do this, okay? That's your sister. It's that stupid mark on your arm.
Shut up, Matt!
Jeremy, look at me! I'm human, and I'm telling you not to hurt her. Get out of here, Matt! Come on, get out of here. Let me do it.
Your mom parties harder than you do.
Does she have the gene?
Dad. What about your parents?
Never met them. My adoptive parents found out about my wolf gene when I did. The night that I turned and tore apart their living room, they'd probably kick me out.
You never told me how it triggered.
Me who I killed? Boating accident. We were drunk, I thought I wasn't.
So, what's with you chatting up all these old timers? Huh? My mom, that professor guy.
That professor guy is like 30. And he's hot and smart.
You know him or something?
No. I just met him. Why?
No reason.
I never answered your question if I'd ever thought about being human. Once, I was on a trek in the Andes, and a hummingbird flew up to me. It just hovered there, staring at me. Its tiny heart was pattering like a machine gun. And I thought, what a thing. You know, to have to work that hard every day just to stay alive. To be constantly on the verge of death. And how satisfying every day must be that it survived. And that was the only time I thought about being human.
What's he saying?
A bunch of BS about being human. The sooner we get rid of this guy, the better.
Elena, wait.
I have to find Jeremy. This shouldn't be happening to him.
Elena, wait. It's my fault.
What are you talking about?
I'm starting to think that when a hunter kills a vampire, the urge to keep killing gets stronger.
Tell me that Jeremy hasn't been with you this entire time. Tell me that you haven't been making him kill vampires, Stefan.
We need the map to get the cure.
If getting my humanity back means stripping Jeremy of his, then I don't want the cure.
He's the only way to fix all of this.
You mean me? The only way to fix me. You don't have to love me like that. This is who I am now. The old Elena died when she went off that bridge. Let her go.
What are you doing?
I can't keep living here if I want to kill my sister.
Elena knows that. That's why she moved out and asked me to move in.
What?
Look, I'm not one of them, Jer. I'll keep an eye on you, and we can keep this hunter business in check.
Where's Alina gonna go?
I can't stay at home anymore.
Pick a room. I'll crash somewhere else.
Tell me it's over, Ty. I really don't think I can do this anymore.
It's over. Nice work. We are one step closer to ending this.
We got another one.
Good. But we're almost ready.
I want to leave Tyler out of this when it all goes down.
We'll talk when you've broken the last one.
Thanks.
I was being polite. I didn't hit a whiskey.
My brother wants to kill me.
Welcome to the club.
Jeremy can't live with me. Stefan wants to fix me, and Caroline flat out admitted that she doesn't like me this way. I think it's safe to say that I'm not so great at this vampire thing.
You don't know what I think? I don't think I've ever seen you more alive.
That dance they did today kind of reminded me of when...
When we danced together?
I wanted to dance with you today. You're right, Stefan. It's not pretty and it's not easy, but you can't give up on her.
Caroline, she looked me in the eye and she told me to move on.
She's lost. Okay, you and her, epic. Her and Damon, ugh, God. There's something wrong with her. Promise me you won't stop looking for the cure.
Klaus won't let me even if I wanted to.
Why does he care? He doesn't even want it.
He wants to keep Elena human so that he can make more hybrids.
He's gonna need them. Tyler's almost got all of them inspired. Oh my God. Oh my God. Trying to understand why Klaus was so intrigued by Damon and Elena. He said we'd figure it out. This is what he was talking about.
What are you talking about?
Think about it. Every time Elena's had a problem, Damon's been the magic solution.
Elena was worried about Jeremy. Who swoops in and tells her to relax? Damon, and she listened. When Elena started feeding, who said that she could only drink blood straight from the vein?
Damon.
And when she tried to drink from animals?
She couldn't keep it down.
And blood bags?
Same thing. Name
one vampire in the history of vampires who couldn't drink blood from a blood bag. Damon said she couldn't, so she couldn't. Damon likes the red dress. Elena likes the red dress.
Damon says kill Connor, and she kills Connor.
What if it's possible? Damon's blood made her a vampire, right? It's rare, but it happens. What if this is one of those times? What if this is really happening?
Elena started to Damon.